The Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, Blue Jean Baby, born in the
Who's
USA.
Who's this one? Is this
really?
Kenny?
Yes,
is this Kenny?
That's why I played it.
Which one is this one?
American Kid.
Okay.
I was like, let's play some Kenny. Because,
yeah.
You know, we both went to Kenny on Saturday, so.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, Little Pink Houses. I know it's not called Little Pink Houses because that's a John Cougar Mellencamp song, but I know enough Kenny to know like certain little phrases from each song, but I don't know all the words.
Like
to any
a little
of them.
Messed up, but we're all alright.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
This song.
Yeah. This is a fun song. I like this one.
This is a good song.
It was fun because this was like the kind of concert where my wife knew like all the words to every song, you know, and she's just singing along.
Yeah.
She's so happy. I was like, look at her, how happy she is, you know?
Yeah. Look at that. Look
and
at
I
that.
Know like one line from each song, so I'm just kind of like.
Just in the back cheering her on.
I know that one thing you're supposed to do, apparently, if you're at a Kenny Chesney concert, is every time a part of the song comes on that you like, you hold your beer up high in the air while you're singing it. That's what everybody did.
Really?
There was a lot of that happening. A lot of that happening.
So were there a lot of drunk people around you?
Lots of drunk people.
You weren't one of them, though, right?
I'm not 21. I cannot drink.
Oh, that's right. So you had nothing to drink.
Nothing to drink.
That must really be annoying.
Yeah, super annoying.
So you told me you were fifth wheel, too.
I was fifth wheel.
We got intern Marissa in here, by the way. Intern Marissa. What was that look for, Marco? Why did you shake your head at that?
Fifth wheel. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just...
Marco knows.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, it was, it was something. But, hey, I had a good time by myself. why everyone else was all snuggled up with each other.
Everybody was getting all lovey-dovey with each other,
and
singing
I was
the
just
songs.
Hugging
and you were...
myself and, you know, I was dancing with myself. Yeah, it was a very humbling moment for me, actually.
Was it really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if this makes you feel any better, but I was the third / fifth wheel all the time, all the way through college. And I didn't meet my wife till I was 29. Didn't get married till I was 31. And so I was doing that stuff all the time, and I'm kind of glad,
I'm kind of thinking that's the track I'm on at this point.
You know what? What's the rush, you know?
What's the rush?
You got so much.
Good things take time.
You got so much to do and see and things to check out that you don't need that.
I don't need that in my life
now.
Right now. I don't need that energy.
You don't.
But I also don't want to have the energy of being the fifth wheel all the time.
Yeah, no, I get it. I used to feel the same way. You know, I'd be at those types of events with my buddies, and they're all like, you know, they're all in their like serious long term relationships,
yeah.
And I'm like, hey. So
guys, what's up? You guys want to hang out?
How's it going?
Like, it was. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, we had fun. We
of
had
course.
Fun. But you know, the lovey-dovey songs that come on, and you know, all the couples are holding hands, and then there was just me with my hot. Yeah. I had a hot dog.
Yeah.
Me with my. Oh my gosh! Yeah,
it was.
What?
You didn't sing to it, did you? Look at it in its eyes.
Oh no!
Oh boy!
No.
All right, let's just move on from this.
Hold on! Wait.
Yeah.
I did have something to say about the concert.
Okay.
I felt like you at a frat party when I was there, because I remember you telling me when you were in college and you'd go to your frat parties that the frat boys would be wearing jeans and flip-flops. Do you know how many guys I saw wearing jeans and flip-flops or jean shorts and flip-flops?
No Shoes Nation, baby.
No Shoes Nation. It was kind of sick to see grown men with their toes out. And
I don't have the same militant stance against open-toed shoes that Steven does.
Okay, but I...
But there's a context. Like, if you're at the pool... Or at
that's,
the beach,
okay, yeah, that's different.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't. Whatever. You know, if you're in some flip flops, cool.
Oh yeah.
Here's the part I just struggle with: flip flops with jeans.
Okay, I saw. That's what I saw a lot of.
I just can't fathom it. I don't understand. What could make you think that's an appropriate combination?
What about jean shorts?
All four jean shorts.
Yeah.
Jorts, yeah, go have at it. You know, shortalls? Did you see any shortalls?
I just saw too many grown men feet hanging out, and I was like, this is sick. Like, put on some cowboy boots or something.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with throwing some cowboy boots on at that thing, or just, you know.
I had my cowgirl boots on.
I had some checkerboard Vans on, because I don't do cowboy boots.
No country, Nate.
I'm very emotionally scarred by something that happened when I was in fourth grade with cowboy boots, and I just, my mother made me wear a pair of hand-me-down cowboy boots to grade school one day, despite my very strong protests that I did not want to do this, and I was stuck on a playground in Overland Park while everyone was playing kickball, wearing cowboy boots on concrete, slipping and falling, and everyone making fun of me. And I've never worn a pair of cowboy boots again, even after working on a farm for 6 years. It ain't happening.
What'd you wear on the farm then?
I wore sneakers.
Yeah. That works.
Still beat up sneakers. You can wear kind of like hiking shoes. You know, sometimes I'll do that. I won't even wear hiking boots. I like, if I go for a hike, I have to wear hiking shoes.
What are those one shoes? The like big like construction worker boots.
Boots. Yeah.
But there's like
the Timberlands.
That's what it is.
I don't have any of those, but I would definitely wear those.
You'd wear those? Okay.
100%.
Okay, those are like boots, pretty much.
Yeah, they are boots. They're different though.
I have
snow boots.
Yeah.
You know, like I have some rubber boots that I wear when I shovel the driveway and stuff like that. I'll do that. But I'm not wearing cowboy boots.
Cowboy
I just
boots?
Can't do it. No.
Okay.
But I don't
fair.
Have anything against other people wearing them. You know, like, have at it.
Yeah.
Better to wear
better
cowboy boots and jeans. Yeah, like, it just, your jeans, especially like at a Kenny Chesney concert where there's spilt beer everywhere.
That was the other thing.
You know, like,
there
your
was,
jeans are just, there's nothing
sweaty,
protecting
yeah,
your
no,
jeans
nope.
from scraping the ground and getting all that nastiness on them. Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
It's hot enough outside. If you're going to wear flip-flops, shorts.
I saw a guy wearing no shoes, and he was just, like, walking in the parking lot when we were tailgating, and he just had no shoes on, and I was like, that's disgusting.
Seems like a good way to to get some sort of infection.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. That's literally what I was thinking. I was like, I can't imagine what the bottom of his feet look like. Like, that is sick.
Well, there's got to be broken glass in the parking lot. Charcoal
gross.
Remnants.
Was that the best of the people watching that you saw, Marissa, last night on Saturday night?
There, let me tell you, there was people watching going on all night.
Yeah.
The guy with the no shoes, though, that was.
Yeah.
Lots of mustaches. Lots of.
I'm pro mustache. You know.
Lots of I saw a few guys with like the rat tail like haircut.
Those are kind of coming back, huh?
I don't know if I like that. Like Morgan Wallen type hair. Like
the
I like
mullet,
that
yeah.
mullet. I like that.
Yeah. You do like the mullet?
I think it looks. It just depends on the guy, honestly. Yeah. Like Morgan Wallen, he pulls it off.
He pulls it off.
But.
You
lots
saw
of that.
You,
I saw
you
lots
had a
of
lot
that.
Of country music this weekend.
I had a
you
lot
did
of country
hot country
music.
Nights
hot country
and
nights
Chesney.
And Chesney.
Wow.
Worn out. Long weekend.
You need a vacation from this vacation.
Literally. And then I worked fireworks and it's crazy.
Okay. So what do you have for us today? What are we going to talk about?
All right. So I found this one article before I came in, and it was actually kind of funny.
Okay.
It was ranking the NFL helmets.
Okay.
So like from
I'm down for that.
Best to worst.
Yep.
And Kansas City was
Wait. Do you have it? Do you have the ranking?
I could probably pull it up.
Okay, pull it up because I want to see how mine measure up.
Are you going to rank them
I'm gonna
yourself?
Rank mine.
Yeah.
I'm going to rank mine. And
I want you to guess where Kansas City was at, actually.
Steven could tell you I'm a uniform nerd. I care way more I care way more about uniforms than I should. When I was a kid, for about 7 years straight, I asked for an NFL football helmet for Christmas every year.
Really?
And there was a place called Sports Collectibles. It was up the street from our house that sold them. And they were the old-fashioned two-bar helmets, you know, like
oh,
you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
early 80s, just the two bars. And they were crap but they had padding on the inside, but they weren't like these fancy $500 helmets you get now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just look at the ones that I liked. Okay, so for me, I'm going to go, this is going off the top of my head. I'm trying to cycle through the entire league right now. And this is going to be a take that'll get me thrown off the air in Kansas City. The best helmet in the NFL is the Raiders.
So this article says
the second.
Wait, this is a different article.
Okay, keep looking for it. I'm going to rank them. I'm going to write mine down.
But
while
this
I'm
article
ranking
has the Raiders as number one.
After that, I do think the Chiefs have a great helmet.
I think they have a great uniform
all together. I think the Chargers have a great helmet.
So this article,
the white helmet, not the navy blue one that they had for a while. That one sucked. Steelers, great helmet.
Steelers is number one on
this
article.
Yeah, I would put Steelers above Chargers. I like the fact that they have that unique thing of just the one-sided logo. Mm-hmm. I think that's just kind of cool that it's only on one side. But their helmet is great.
Chargers is number two.
So those three are great.
Who's your number three?
Well, Raiders, Chargers, Steelers are probably my top three. I'm just trying to think. I like the Vikings helmet a lot.
Yeah.
Vikings have a great helmet.
Yeah.
You
know who I like, and I'm going to get shot down for saying this in Kansas City?
Yeah.
I like the Buccaneers helmet.
The Bucks, the one with the flag on it. Do you remember the old Buccaneers one with the swashbuckler that was like tantalizingly holding a sword in his mouth?
Look up that one if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, look up the old Bucks logo because that one to me is like, from an ironic standpoint, one of the all-time great uniforms or all-time great helmets. But that's more just like ironic. One of my favorite helmets of all time is actually the old New England Patriots. Yeah, what do you think of that guy? He's pretty fancy, isn't he? Like, that's a Buccaneer. He's supposed to be a pirate, but he kind of looks...
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
He kind of looks fancy. Like, he just, you know, he's got a big feather coming out of the top of his head, and he's...
But I like their new one. I like that one.
That's not bad with the flag.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the color combo that the Bucks wear. Pewter thing, I don't know.
That's fair.
I think they were trying to go for a Raider-ish look there, knowing how popular that helmet is.
I like the Bengals, but I'm a big Joe Burrow girl.
Yeah,
so
you do like the Bengals helmets.
Yeah. I'm a little biased on
I like the idea of the Bengals helmet. You know, the way that it's... I like the idea of it, but I don't know that I love it.
I don't like Chicago. I think it's very basic
the
and
Bears,
boring.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. 100% agree on that. Green Bay Packers is basic, but it's not boring because the colors are better.
But I don't like... I'm not a big fan of the green and yellow.
Yeah? You like
the
green and yellow?
But yeah, okay. I mean, it's...
I love the old New England Patriots helmet. The one with the Minuteman who was hiking the football. The new Patriots helmet sucks. Hate it. Hate their whole... Everything about their uniform. The Navy, I'm not a Navy blue guy.
I like San Francisco's. Theirs is
cool.
Yeah,
it's classic.
Yeah, it's classic.
That's a good classic one.
Can you guess where the Chiefs ranked on this list?
I'm going to say 7th.
Wrong.
No.
Wrong.
Okay. Why don't you start from the top? Was I really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, there's only 10. How far off can I be? Why don't you just give me the list? Start from the top.
Okay, we're starting from the very
beginning. Raiders, Steelers, Chargers, Vikings.
Number one. Okay. Steelers.
Okay.
Two, Chargers. Three, Saints.
Oh, Saints are a good one.
Yep.
Saints have a good helmet.
They do have
a
good helmet.
I like their helmet a lot. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
I do too.
Yep.
Four was the Falcons, which I don't know if I agree with that.
Here's my issue with the Falcons helmet. It's changed too much. Like, what is, like, that logo of the bird itself is pretty cool, but it's like, is it red? Is it black? Is it red and black?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. Okay. I think that's over. They've oversold
five,
the Falcons
this,
there.
I'm surprised you didn't say this one. I feel like this would be one that you like. Five is the Cowboys.
No.
Okay.
I have serious issues with the Cowboys uniforms overall.
Okay.
Yeah. What color are they?
Blue and, like, gray and white. Blue gray. The helmet is gray.
Yeah, but
what color blue?
Yeah,
I guess it is like a weird blue. It's
so,
like a
so the
navy
hel- the helmet's,
dark
the helmet's a navy blue.
Blue.
The jersey, what color?
Yeah,
is
the jerseys
it's like
are
a royal blue.
Yeah, the jerseys are royal
then,
blue. Now that I think
then
about
tell
it.
Me what color those pants are.
Silver blue. That is true. See, I feel like if they stuck with the helmet colors, like that darkish navy blue in the uniform, I feel like that would be a very sharp looking uniform.
When they wear the navy blue
when they mix
jerseys,
the blues, though, yeah.
It's all navy blue on silver, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's three different uniforms. Yeah. When they wear the other one, it's like what, your helmet's one color combo, your jersey's one color combo, and your pants are another one. I can't get down with the Cowboys uniforms.
Yeah.
They're terrible. Sorry.
So number six is Raiders.
Okay. That way under. I mean, the Raiders, I'm sorry. That's just way underdone there. And I know I'm not supposed to say that because we don't like the Raiders here and all that. But anyways, go ahead.
Seven Lions.
Come on. Who
eight?
Did this rank? Who
oh,
did
listen,
this ranking?
And listen to eight. Guess
I mean,
what eight is.
The Lions. Get out of
guess
here.
Guess what
their,
eight
their
is.
Their uniforms are so boring.
Number eight is Bears.
What?
Yeah.
I tend to lean towards the classic uniforms, and the Bears have a classic uniform, but it's you're right. It's boring
it's
as hell.
It's boring.
Yeah, there's nothing. No. Yeah. This is
number
is a joke.
Nine, Cincinnati. Joe Burrow.
I think Bengals uniforms, it's kind of like you either love them or you hate them. You know,
I
like
them.
The helmets you either love or hate.
But I think they look good with the uniforms. Mm-hmm. I think their uniform, they got some sharp looking uniforms.
Okay.
Right. I like them.
All right.
I think they're in a good spot. 10 is Packers.
We still haven't gotten to the Chiefs yet.
No, we have not.
Does this do the whole league?
Yeah.
Oh, how far down are we? Are you going to have to like go down way far for the Chiefs? Okay, let's just keep going. I want to hear this.
Okay.
I'm writing this down.
Okay, we're interested?
Yeah. Okay. I am. I don't know.
Okay. I thought it was an interesting article
July
when I read
5th
it.
July 5th and the Royals are 20 games under .500
so
and Sporting Kansas City is like in second to last place. Let's see.
Absolutely,
you know.
So we are ranking NFL helmets
yeah,
now.
That's what we're doing
that's
right
what
now
because
camp
doing.
Hasn't started yet, baby.
11 is the Colts.
Oh!
Oh,
okay.
Oh, oh.
Great
oh.
helmet. Fantastic helmet.
Okay.
It's too bad that they're the Indianapolis Colts now instead of the Baltimore Colts because the Baltimore Colt is an actual
See,
thing.
I think that's kind of basic too, though.
It is. It's clean, though. It's white and royal blue. It sticks out. And that logo, it says exactly what it is. It's nobody else. I like the Colts helmet. Colt.
Okay.
Little
fair.
Says a lot. Little
there's,
says
little
a lot.
Little does say a lot, yeah.
There's like there's a difference between like boring and like, I don't know, like a little says a lot. There you go. I like the Colts. Colts should be way higher
Chicago's
than that.
Chicago's is boring, though, for
yes.
sure.
Yes. Yeah, it's
12 too... is the Browns.
I actually don't mind that call, except the Browns started messing with their color combination and wearing too much orange and brown together.
Yeah, no.
Back in the day when it was just the orange helmet and brown jerseys and white pants, didn't mind it.
Okay.
Okay, but nah, that's too high.
13,
still.
Rams.
Rams have messed with theirs as well, but I that's one of the helmets that I got as a kid because
really?
I just thought that the ram horn on the side was pretty cool.
I do like the Rams. Yeah.
I like the Rams.
This one, I think this one should be higher. Is the Bills? I think they're.
Yeah.
I think they should be higher.
Yeah, much higher. I love the Buffalo Bills. Now, they screwed theirs up
14.
For a while back when they went to the Super Bowl all the time. It should be a white helmet with the Buffalo Bill charging across it. It shouldn't be a red helmet or a blue helmet.
Yeah.
Anyways.
15 is the Vikings.
Vikings are way too low. Vikings have a great helmet.
16 is the 49ers.
49ers are too low.
17 is the Eagles.
Eagles screwed their helmets up too when they went away from the Kelly Green. And then went to that forest green or whatever it is, the dark green.
I want to say they're
That's
bringing
fair.
Back the Kelly green as like a primetime uniform.
Those were way better.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. 18 is the Giants. Kind of basic.
Which ones? The ones that say Giants across the side?
NY.
The terrible helmet. The idea, the Giants have
it's
never
just
had good helmets. It's
it reminds
terrible.
Me of Chicago with this
it's
just basic.
Giants have terrible helmets. Even whether they say Giants across it or the NY on the side, they're both terrible. Terrible.
And
this is a horrible list.
And number 19, the Kansas City Chiefs. Hold on before you say anything. Between the red and white of the helmet and the yellow accents in the uniforms, all the Chiefs need is some green to complete the full hot dog topping colors. That is what is under the picture.
My headphones almost fell off because I'm rolling my eyes so hard right now.
Someone wrote that.
The Chiefs have wonderful uniforms.
Isn't that kind of
messed
up?
They have wonderful uniforms and wonderful helmets. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, someone
that
said
red and white is it pops.
Yeah.
When you see that bright red, it always stands out. A little bit of yellow accent is fine, but it's not even on the helmet. We're talking about the helmets right now.
Yeah.
There's no yellow
There's
on the
no
helmet.
Yellow
There's
on
black
that. No.
on the helmet.
No.
I know this because I'm the nerd that paints an arrowhead in a football field in my backyard, and I started paying attention to exactly how the logo looks at midfield, and there is no yellow.
Yeah,
there's no yellow in the
Chiefs
logo. There's black. There's white, black, and red. That's it. That's all there is.
The yellow's in the uniform, but that's
it.
That's
and it's a tiny little yellow accent.
Oh, no. We need to add some green because we got all the hot dog toppings over here in Kansas City.
Get out of here. 19. I'm gonna look at this list. And 19. How many?
I can send you this.
Okay.
20 Cardinals. Panthers.
You know what?
21.
Cardinals, I don't think have a bad logo. I don't mind the Cardinals.
I don't think it's
helmet.
Bad, yeah.
Okay. What did you have after? What was after Cardinals?
Panthers.
Terrible.
Ravens.
Just terrible.
I think the Ravens should be higher. I think they got a cool helmet. Look at that.
It's all right. Yeah, it's all right. The black on purple,
lot,
you can't even see
detail.
The purple. You know?
It's got a lot of detail,
too
though.
Much detail. I want it simpler.
Okay, that's
I want
fair.
It cleaner.
Seahawks, 23.
Seahawks, there's so much that could be done with that. Way too much of that navy deep sea
they
blue.
They got a lot of that.
Not
yeah.
enough of the fluorescent green. Get it a little brighten
yeah.
it up.
The only green is the
yeah
the bird.
Yeah, it's
the eye.
It's not enough. If they got so much potential with that uniform, and it's only when they wear their alternate, you know, whatever they call those
yeah.
primetime kits. That okay.
24 is Jaguars.
Maybe the worst helmet in the NFL. The Jaguars, their uniforms have always been brutal.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Go ahead.
25, Dolphins. I don't like the Dolphins. I think it's tacky.
Oh, get out of here.
What?
Dolphins should be top 10.
Are you kidding me?
Dolphins should be top 10.
Teal and orange? That's disgusting.
It's beautiful.
No.
It's beautiful. It's Miami. It captures the essence of the city. That's exactly what everything in Miami looks like
okay,
right there.
But I don't know.
Did you ever see Miami
like
Vice?
No.
Do you ever heard of that show?
I've heard of the drink.
Oh, wow.
What's in a Miami Vice?
Oh, no.
Strawberry daiquiri and pina colada.
So doesn't that kind of seem like that kind of helmet?
No. Maybe the orange, not the freaking dolphin.
Can
the
you please,
teal
can
dolphin.
Can you please just type in Miami Vice on that little device of yours and tell me what type of... So it was a television show in the 80s about two vice police officers trying to break up the terrible drug trade that was going on in Miami at the time.
It?
What are they wearing? What's that guy? What kind of describe the color combo of the guy on the left?
He is wearing a purple button-down shirt and a tealish bluish pants and jacket.
It's a pastel blue is what that
pastel.
Is. Turquoise is the term. Yeah.
And they're both wearing blue shoes.
What kind of pants?
What do you mean?
What color?
They're matching
the white pants.
I don't know. Something about...
That's the Miami Dolphins helmet right there.
Okay. Well, his skin, yeah, because his skin's orange. So, yeah, it is. You're right.
I'm telling you. Dolphins have the top 10 helmet.
Listen.
And the best part is the Dolphin is wearing a football helmet.
No, he's not on that.
Oh, yeah, the new one. They did mess it up. The old Dolphin logo was much better because the Dolphin was jumping through the sun and he had a little helmet on. Go look up an old Dolphin helmet because that was awesome.
Okay,
I
just think the sun on here
beautiful.
Looks weird. Like, it doesn't look like a sun. It kind of reminds me of, like, the solar system or, like, some planet thing. And a dolphin
sun
on a foot.
Sun is part of the solar system.
Look, nothing against dolphins. Like, I actually, like, really like dolphins. But on a football helmet, no.
But here, see, look at this one. Look at this one. This is the old helmet where, they did mess it up because they tried to make it too, like, aerodynamic and futuristic. Look at the old one. He's jumping through the sun.
Okay, wait, that is kind of cute.
He's got a helmet
that
on.
That is cute.
He's out there playing. Can't you picture a little dolphin playing football, swimming around? They're highly intelligent mammals. They like to play with balls and things like that. This one's wearing a helmet to protect himself.
No, I do like that. I like that one better than this one.
The
sun looks better in that one.
The thing that makes me mad about this one, though, is what's on the helmet that the dolphin's wearing. The letter M, like for Miami, shouldn't he be wearing a dolphin's helmet? So, like, I had this picture in my head.
But he would just be wearing.
Yeah, like, you could have 1,000 of those things, because then, like, in his helmet, there's a dolphin wearing a helmet. And then that one, there's a dolphin wearing a helmet.
See, I feel like.
Like, it could go on infinitely. And that to me,
I don't know why, but here, seeing the M, that just makes me think of the Marlins, too.
The fact that they took the helmet off the dolphin, it's deserved that they got knocked out of the. That was a top 10 helmet. They screwed it up by taking the helmet off.
Okay, that's fair.
Don't you want to see a dolphin playing football?
Well.
I think that makes it to where the Raider is now the only mascot wearing the helmet. Or, like, its logo wearing a helmet.
Yeah,
the team's helmet on
there. Yeah, is that right?
The Browns, they have a, theirs is just a helmet.
Yeah, the Minuteman that used to be hiking the football for the Patriots was wearing, like, a Minuteman hat.
Yep.
You know, whatever you called those things. The Raiders guy is wearing, he's wearing a helmet. It's the old leather helmet.
26 after is Buccaneers. I think that should be higher. And I also think the next one should be higher. The Texans. I think they have a cool logo.
I think their logo has potential. I think their uniform color combo is the most boring color combo in the world of sports. Navy blue and dark red. It's just so boring to me.
Okay.
But you know how I feel about navy blue.
Yeah.
I just, you know,
we
it's
don't
just,
like navy blue over here.
It's just
no.
Yeah, it's just so boring.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Commanders is next. Washington.
Yeah, like what? Are, I mean, what are they?
I think that's boring.
I don't even know
a
what they
W.
Are anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yep.
Jets are next. I think the Jets have a cool logo, kind of basic, but it's cool.
Well, they did the, which one is it? Because they did the Jets script with a little streaking jet going across the
we
top.
We have this one.
Now it's the one that says Jets with the football on it. They've changed their logo like 3 times. That's boring. Okay.
Broncos.
Thank you. Broncos, your uniforms suck.
Because
they used to be cool and they were the orange
crush.
You know
why? They got navy blue.
Too much navy
Too
blue.
Too much navy blue.
They used to have these awesome bright orange uniforms with the D with a big charging Bronco, like breathing steam and all that stuff. And that was cool. And then they got rid of it to slap that same stinking logo that everybody has on the side of their helmet anymore.
Boring.
Yep, so boring. I'm glad they're
so
down
boring.
There. Yep. Yeah, you belong down there,
Patriots.
Broncos. Thank you. Okay. He got some parts of this list right. He
Titans.
Got, yeah, what
I
is that? What is it? Oh, you
oh,
like it? Okay,
I
go
was
ahead.
Just about to say,
go
I
ahead.
Think it's kind of cool.
All right. What do you
don't think that one's cool? No? Okay.
I just don't even know what it is.
I really don't either, honestly.
It's like
that kind of reminds me of the Tesla logo.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Yeah, and it's like a T that kind of looks like a sword, and it's in a circle, and then there's flames coming out of it, and they're like 3 different colors. I just don't get it.
That's fair.
Maybe somebody could explain the whole thing to me, but I don't feel like I need I don't want an explanation for the whole thing. I want
That's
it to kind of make sense. Titans, I think, okay. See if my biggest beefs on this list, the Lions being in the top 10 is an absolute joke.
Okay.
Their logo, their whole uniform, but including their logo, it's just really boring.
Yeah.
Cowboys should not be in the top 10. Falcons should not be in the top 10. So I'm getting rid of Falcons.
So are you, you're
Cowboys,
going off helmets
Lions.
And uniforms.
Bears should not be top 10. Packers should not be top 10. I think underrated, I'll go Colts.
Chiefs.
Bills, Vikings, Chiefs. 1, 2, 3, 4. So those, I'm taking the Falcons, Lions, Bears out of the top 10. I'm going Packers, Bills, Vikings, Chiefs. And the old Dolphins, if they still had the Dolphin in the helmet.
If they had the helmet, they would be higher.
If you had a little helmet on, you know? Don't you kind of want to go to see, didn't you go to see the Dolphin shows at Worlds of Fun when you were a kid?
Yeah, I swam with the Dolphins. I love Dolphins.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I don't know about it on
Wouldn't
a football
you like to
helmet.
Play football with a Dolphin?
I would like to play football with a Dolphin.
I'd like to see him.
I've
with
always.
A little football in his mouth swimming around real fast.
Yeah, no, that would be cool. They usually play with stuff, though, when you like go and play with them. They play with like little balls and stuff.
Yeah. Did you swim with dolphins?
Heck yeah.
How was it?
It was awesome.
I would like to do that someday.
I kind of like got scared that it was like going to try and like drown me because, you know, like you hear like those accidents about people getting like drowned by like
Shamu, like the killer whales, but not like dolphins.
No,
right?
I saw a girl get like taken under by a dolphin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You weren't there when it happened.
I wasn't there when it happened.
You saw it on TV?
But what if it happened to me?
Well, it didn't.
No, it
These
was
friendly
the dolphins,
dolphins
were really nice. They were cool.
Well, there's a TV show like that. It's like where this could happen to you. Crazy cases or I don't know.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm that person. Like, I have to think of every possible scenario before I go and do something. If I'm on a roller coaster, what if this roller coaster goes off track? Like,
it could all happen.
It could.
You never know. You never know what could happen
in
life.
That's what I'm saying.
Stay away from the Final Destination movies.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Never saw those. All right, well, that's, you know what, Marissa? Huh. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, in a time when the Royals are 20 games under 500, training camp hasn't started yet, Sporting's having a tough year right now, we're not yet in Tahoe where we're going to get to do a whole bunch of great, awesome interviews, a little content for us today.
A little content
you
for
brought
us.
It. You brought
we're
it.
We're having fun.
Yeah. Well, I hope you continue to recover from your concert outings over
thank
the weekend
you.
And all that.
When I go home after this, I may like sleep for 24 hours straight.
Well, do it. All right. That is intern Marissa ranking football helmets. Important stuff here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Well, folks, have you felt the pinch of high prices lately? I'm sure you have, because we all have, haven't we? I mean, things are expensive now. But, you know, there is some good news, and that good news is that your home's equity has almost certainly increased as well. You've seen how the housing market's going these days. Have you thought about putting that increased equity to work for you? Look, home financing has a language all its own. But Golden Oak Lending speaks mortgage, and they love translating it for customers like you and me. For example, refinancing today means you could save on your mortgage and make no payments for 2 months. Golden Oak's experienced local loan officers are always right here in town. They know the Kansas City market. They make refinancing and buying a breeze. They guide you through every step to ensure that you never get lost in jargon and numbers. Like I said, prices are high, but with home values spiking, Golden Oak could help you consolidate debt and put more money back in your pocket. Getting started couldn't be easier with Golden Oak's free mortgage checkup. It's risk-free. There's no paperwork or credit card required. Their average cash-out customer saves $904 every month. Give them a call at 913-890-GOLD. That's 913-890-GOLD. Or head over to goldenoaklending.com right now and see how you could use your home's equity to offset today's high prices. NMLS 114937.
Yeah, Spider-Man and freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dev?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you.
So the American Century Championship begins tomorrow in Lake Tahoe. Seren Petro and Stephen St. John will be there. Our buddy Ben Messner will be there as well. And I'm looking at the celebrity list, as always. It's action-packed, and the two biggest stars that we care about that'll be participating are Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, the dynamic duo. I'm looking at other people on this list. You know, I was able to interview... Oh, boy, now I'm going to screw up the name. The guy that... the kid that's in Top Gun now, you know, the...
Not Miles Teller, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I got to interview Miles Teller on the show a couple years ago. That was fun. So there'll be some actors there. Obviously, Charles Barkley will be there. All these quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Derek Carr. And we might get a chance. We, of course, had Tom Glavine on the show last week. Colin Jost is going to be there. I mean, boy, it's just crazy the list of celebrities that come to this event every year. They do such a great job. American Century does. We'll have Alfonso Ribeiro will be there. Carlton from the original Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And we probably will not interview him because he does not want to talk to you about being Carlton. He wants to talk about all the other things he has going on in his career that nobody really knows him for at this point. So we'll probably stay away from that.
Got some history with Alfonso?
Steven, interviewed him one time, and he He was not interested in talking about all the old Carlton stuff. He wanted to talk about whatever game show network thing he was doing.
Was this back when he was hosting Blackjack?
That's what it was.
Yeah. On the game show network. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what it was. Yes. Let's see here. Justin Timberlake going to be there. Yeah, Steve Young. I mean, it's, oh, man, there's just a huge list. There's so many people. And we'll be doing interviews all week long here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we kind of try to get you through this gap in the schedule, right? This is that time where, unfortunately, the Royals have sucked any joy out of the regular season for baseball. They're just, you know, look, they're we'll still watch the games. They blew a game last night. They got three tough games coming up against the Astros right now, but there's just not much to watch in terms of things to hope for. I will say this, Sporting Kansas City are still in competition for the U.S. Open Cup. They go to Sacramento in the semifinals of that game. Their regular season seems to be slipping through their fingers right now. They just lost their third straight home game. That hadn't happened. I mean, Sporting Kansas City don't lose at home. You know, like they've always been, they call it, you know, Children's Mercy Park is a fortress the way they play. And they've now lost three in a row. It hadn't happened since 2014. That they lost three games in a row at home. So that's been rough. So it's like we're kind of looking for, is football season around the corner? Is it coming? You know? But here's the thing, Marco. When it comes to college football, doesn't it all kind of come with a cloud over it? In terms of just like what the future is of it all?
Seems like last year and this year going into college football, absolutely so. You're not knowing. It's like, it's like going into the final year before a new CBA needs to be discussed with Major League and or NFL, sort of, because it's one of those things where this is not probably going to look the same this year as it will next year. What changes following this season? Hell, maybe even during the season if things get started sooner than we expect. What things can change? What things can expect to be moved around, and who's going to be a part of these conferences? Who's a part of it now that won't be a part of it in the next year, the year after? It's the big old question mark.
All right, so you sent me a tweet, and I don't know who this person is,
right,
on Twitter. So it's MHVER3 on Twitter. Person does have 6,941 followers, including Jeff Schwartz and fake Dan Beebe, by the way.
Love it.
So I have no idea. Like, I don't know if this is a real source or not. But he says, Fox Sports advising the Big 12. Wait. This isn't the one. Okay, yeah, morning tidbits. Fox is done with Pac-12 as an entity and has no plans to even bid on a new TV contract. Boise State is making a lot of noise wanting Big 12 to reopen their application. CBS and NBC expected to be huge players for the next Big 12 contract in addition to ESPN and Fox. I don't know if any of this is true.
Right. But what we do know is true is that the Pac-12 is getting ready to negotiate a new TV contract, and both Fox and ESPN share the broadcasting rights to them.
And it is interesting to see where Fox is headed with a lot of the things that are going forward in the world of sports. They did not get very active in their negotiations for Major League Soccer rights that they've had up until this point. Those rights are going to Apple TV, we know. And this is why Roc Nation Dude was brought in to be the commissioner of the Big 12, was to help negotiate their rights deal.
Yep.
And it's coming up after the Pac-12. So, Pac-12, are they going to be eager to try to poach teams from the Big 12? There's this guy also reports that Texas Tech and TCU have been approached by the Pac-12. How keen are you, if you're a Big 12 school right now, to listen to the Pac-12? Like, last time around, it was kind of considered, boy, Big 12's getting picked apart. If Pac-12 comes calling, you got to go there. They weren't really interested, from what we understand, anybody from the Big 12 at that point other than Colorado. But now the Pac-12's getting poached. That changes the way you look at them entirely. they have not benefited from this last round of conference realignment. So are they really in a better place than the Big 12? If you're in the Big 12, you're really leaving the Big 12 to go to the Pac-12 right now? I don't know.
And you know what? That whole thing reminded me of the discussion you either had with Tim or Stan on Friday. CBS, NBC, you guys are kind of looking for the next big thing. What do we talk about? Which conference? Not one of the Power Five conferences had the broadcasting right or has the deal with CBS, but it seems like you would want to go to, if you're an outsider looking in, you want to be moving towards the Big 12 because that's where it looks like the next big thing for a certain TV provider company. It'll be their SEC, their main focus. Which conference for CBS and NBC?
We'll see. Right now, it looks like it's the Big Ten and SEC's world, and everybody else is just trying to find a place in it. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. The Zone is next.
Patrol has been brought to you by Walker Medical Linen Services, setting the standard in healthcare laundry services for hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in Kansas City. Walker Medical Linen delivers laundry you can depend on. HLAC certified to the highest standards. It's Walker Medical Linen Services, online at walkermls.com.
Bye-bye.